Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question. I'm struggling to study the scriptures. Why is it so important to study them? Answered by the new era. From this year's mutual theme, you've learned how to press forward with a steadfastness in Christ. 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 20. This scripture teaches that pressing forward includes feasting upon the word of Christ. Why is this important? Here are a few ways that studying the scriptures helps us press forward. President Thomas S. Monson taught that if you will study the scriptures diligently, your power to avoid temptation and to receive direction of the Holy Ghost in all you do will be increased. Be Your Best Self, April 2009, General Conference. You can gain a testimony and strengthen your faith as you prayerfully study the scriptures. Studying the Book of Mormon especially and gaining a testimony of its truthfulness will help you know that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph Smith was a prophet, and that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true. You can learn more about these promises in the introduction to the Book of Mormon. You can receive personal inspiration and answers to your questions through the Scriptures. As God communicates to you through the Scriptures and through His Spirit, you can gain confidence and strength to press forward through any obstacles you face. Perhaps the most important reason to study the Scriptures is that they teach about Jesus Christ and how you can follow His example and teachings. Living the principles you read about will help you become more like the Savior.
Responses from New Era Readers. Answers to my questions. If I have questions, I know I can turn to the Scriptures and find answers. They are the Lord's words, and His doctrine never changes. I know that no matter what opposition I'm facing, the Scriptures are always there for me with answers. They also answer questions about where the church stands on many topics. I know if I read the Scriptures carefully, it will help me to have the Holy Ghost with me, which helps me know right from wrong. Emily A., 17, Washington, USA.
My burdens became light. One school year, I began to feel weighed down from the stress of life. During one of those stressful days, I prayed and read the Book of Mormon for 10 minutes. As I read, I felt an incredible warmth fill my heart. I felt loved, uplifted, and happy despite my trials. I felt an incredible peace I had never felt before. From this experience, I finally understood what the Savior meant when He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." John chapter 14, verse 27. The next few weeks, I had this experience multiple times, and it propelled me to move forward through my struggles. Chloe K., age 18, Wisconsin, USA.
Power to change. Before, I really had no testimony of the Book of Mormon. But when I sincerely prayed for guidance from the Holy Ghost, I had such great feelings about the Book of Mormon. I already had a desire to know that the book was true, so I started prayerfully reading and studying it. Line upon line, precept upon precept, I received personal revelation that the book is true. See 2 Nephi 28:30. I love the Book of Mormon. I treasure up the teachings I receive while I study it. The Book of Mormon has a power that can lead us to change for the better. Ariel Canduan T., 18, Philippines.
God's love. By the power, example, and teachings in the Scriptures, I have been able to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The Scriptures have a divine power in which God can guide and teach us. So whenever you feel alone or abandoned, read the Scriptures. Then remember that your Father in heaven preserved them specifically for you so you could know that He loves you. Scott H., 19, Wisconsin, USA.
Goodness and light. I started reading the Book of Mormon for the first time when I became a Beehive. I read it from cover to cover and thought that would be the end. But I was so wrong. My life seemed to be missing something, so I decided to start reading it again, this time paying closer attention. As I did, my life was filled with the light that had dimmed since I had finished it. I understood more and came to really love it. Read it all the time and you are ensuring yourself a life of goodness and light. Kelly M., 15, Utah, USA.
Overcoming temptations. Studying the scriptures helps me live the gospel at school. I'm just starting middle school, and there are a lot of bad things and temptations. When I have a hard time resisting temptation, I try to read the scripture stories to find answers to my problems. It helps to dispel temptation and turn toward the gospel. Blake C., age 12, Idaho, USA.
Scripture Power. This is my first time attempting to read the Book of Mormon. My favorite chapters are in 2 Nephi 25 through 33. So far, they have strengthened me the most. The primary song, Scripture Power, has never been more accurate for me. I testify of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon and strongly advise you study it every day. Saraya J., 13, Arizona, USA.
Sidebar. A fountain of knowledge. We should hunger and thirst every day after spiritual knowledge. This personal practice is founded on study, meditation, and prayer. Sometimes we might be tempted to think, I don't need to study the scriptures today. I've read them all before. But the gospel is a fountain of knowledge that never runs dry. There is always something new to learn and feel in every verse of scripture. Bishop Gérald Cossé, Presiding Bishop, April 2015, General Conference. Upcoming question. I've been praying for something important, but I don't know if I have received an answer. How will I recognize it? Send your answer and photo by January 15, 2017. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Work. Sign in with your LDS account and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Type your information, click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of the article, Q&A, questions and answers.